Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm here along with our partners to announce an innovative program that we've established here in Buffalo, New York, that I believe is the first one in the nation that is actually using the different concepts that are out there all across the country to focus specifically on youth gun violence. And the program that we have created is called the High-Risk Youth Team. And today we're rolling that program out. It's kind of already been in fruition for the past few weeks and months here. And I'll explain a little bit how the program works, along with introducing my partners in the program. First, I want to introduce Paula Kovanek of Sparrow from ECMC. She is with the Brave organization. She's actually the one, Paul is actually the one that, along with the Domestic Violence Coalition here in Erie County, came up with this idea. Also joined by Daryl Scott from SNUG, Captain Tommy Champion from the Buffalo Police Department, Lieutenant Kelly Craig is with us here as well from the Buffalo Police Department. Dina Thompson of the Erie County Restorative Justice is with us. Two representatives from the Buffalo Public School District, Dr. Tanja Williams and Dr. Cassandra Wright. Like I said before, we have created a program here with the Erie County District Attorney's Office, headed by the head of my Community Prosecution Bureau, Danielle Diabati. We have created a program that is targeting the youth gun violence that we are seeing here in the city of Buffalo. And, you know, let me throw out some statistics for you that kind of show the need for this kind of program and what we're all doing. Approximately 17% of 14 to 17-year-olds in this country are exposed to gun violence. 40% of children who live in urban areas at one time or another in their life witness a shooting. You're 40% more likely to carry a gun if you've been exposed to gun violence. And in addition to that, 40% of children exposed to gun violence most likely will develop PTSD. You know, these are stats that are alarming. What's also alarming is that 75% of children who experience gun violence have additional either mental health, sleep, or anxiety disorders. And when you hear about these numbers and you see each and every day in the news and in the paper the number of gun violence and shootings that occur not only in the city of Buffalo, but across New York State and across this country, it is very alarming. And so what we have tried to do is we have tried to come up with a proactive approach to stem gun violence, particularly among our youth. And we are doing it with a health basis, a harm reduction wellness concept that talks about and focuses on the needs of the children in our community and assuring that they do not get on the path of joining a gang or getting involved in future gun violence with, again, a centered harm reduction, health-based approach to it, which, again, is unique. Now, everyone knows that, you know, a few months ago, with Dina here and the Erie County Restorative Justice Program, along with Captain Champion and the Buffalo Police Department, we rolled out a program that targeted, again, youth who had already committed a nonviolent, low-level crime. Those crimes were, particularly in this case, all car thefts. And so we focused on these individuals, and we had a three-step process that we did with these three individuals who we had the initial rollout for, and now we've targeted four more. Again, 16 and 17-year-olds with this restorative justice program. Again, the difference in that program, though, and the one I'm about to talk about further here, is that those kids were already arrested. And if they went through that program and successfully completed it, then at the end of the program, I would dismiss their charges. So we've already done that program, and that program's, it worked great for three, and now we got four more kids in the program. And again, I want to thank Dina, and I want to thank Tommy for that program. It's a first step. This is a bit different. This program is different in the sense that none of the kids who are enrolled in this program have been arrested. None of them. Right now, well, as of this morning, we had seven kids signed up for the program. We signed up an eighth one today. The max that we want to have is 10. So right now we have eight. If we get two more, that's great. We'll have a max of 10. We don't want to have any higher than 10 initially here. And again, right now we have eight. Put aside the one individual who we signed up this morning. The seven that we had when I walked into work this morning here, all seven of them had been shot. Okay? None of them were arrested, but they all had been shot. Okay? They were all under the age of 15 years old. And so what we have done is that we have identified these individuals who have been shot. And with the Buffalo Public Schools and the school resource officers at the Buffalo Public Schools, we can identify these kids along with ECMC, obviously, which Paul will talk about in a minute here about what they do. Obviously, ECMC knows who's been shot. With Dina and our restorative justice partners, along with Daryl and Snug, our anti-violence groups that we have out in the community here, all of us here now working together can identify these children before they get arrested and before they get killed, most importantly. They've been shot, but they survived. First and foremost, we don't want them killed. We don't want them shot again and dying. And secondly, we don't want them arrested. We don't want them to get in gangs and go down that path of a life of crime. So again, this health, wellness, harm reduction program where we bring in all of our partners here and we try to do what we can to help them to complete this program, which is an intense case management plan for the youth. We develop a plan for them and whatever needs that they need or their families, we also bring in their families as well, and we develop a comprehensive plan with them and their families that links them to trauma-informed counseling, mentorship, job placement, educational assistance, linkage with pro-social activities, the tenets of restorative justice and practice, and restorative peace circles are incorporated into the process to address the harm caused to the community, family members, and by participation in gun and gang violence. And again, That is the goal, and that is the specific game plan that each of us is trying to do today. And, you know, Frederick Douglass said that it is easier to build strong children than repair broken men. And I believe in that. I believe we can repair broken men, don't get me wrong. But again, I believe it's easier to build strong children. And I can't thank enough the Buffalo Public School System here for partnering with us and helping us out to identify these children and help them. And again, BPD is with me each and every day. You know, you may ask the question, why the police? Why BPD? Why me? Why the DA? No one's been arrested yet. Why should we get involved? Well, the answer is simple. Lieutenant Craig and I and Captain Champion and I and everyone in the Buffalo Police Department, we don't want these kids dead. We don't want them dead, and we don't want them to get arrested in the first place. So that's why we're being in law enforcement proactive here. And again, Daryl and Snug and all of our anti-violence partners out there, again, what you do on the streets each and every day, again, with your credible messengers, individuals from all over the community who come forward and bring these kids forward and identify kids and help these kids out. Again, we in law enforcement can't thank you enough. And I've already, for the past few months now, after I met Dina, I can't even begin to sing the praises of the Erie County Restorative Justice Program and the opportunities that this program gives individuals who have been caught up in the criminal justice world and helping them on a different path than jail. It's a phenomenal program, and Dean, I can't thank you enough. So like I said earlier, this kind of model here is unique in the sense that, you know, there have been anti-violence, gun violence programs with law enforcement and community partners for years and years across this country. The great former district attorney of Boston, Massachusetts, Dan Conley, years ago, they started a great program with kids and gun violence in Boston, partnering them with community groups, pastors, healthcare providers in Boston years ago. In Montgomery, Alabama, they have a great program with the district attorney's office with the Montgomery, Alabama school system, identify kids who are truant and have truancy problems and help them get on the right path. And the DA of Wilmington, North Carolina, Ben David, has a great program where his kind of community prosecution program overall has a kind of health wellness center to it. Not particularly toward gun violence, but kind of overall. So what we've done is that we've kind of taken all these programs that have been out there for a number of years across the country, and we've now packaged them together specifically targeting gun violence and youth. And again, I believe that we're the first in the nation to actually hone in all these different concepts and bring together with this model and focus on gun violence. And it comes from another idea that we've stolen, quite frankly, from our domestic violence community here in Buffalo, where they years ago came up with a concept of identifying who the offenders are in domestic violence cases and getting to them so they don't continue their bad behavior. And Paula at ECMC, along with her partners there in Brave, they used this program from the domestic violence committee community, and they've now brought that now to ECMC and Brave, and Paula now brought it to me and brought it to us. So Paula, I can't thank you enough, and the floor is yours.
Hey, good afternoon. So let me start by explaining what Brave is. Brave is Western New York's only hospital-based violence intervention program. Our goal, overarching goal, is to decrease recidivism. So we do a really good job healing bodies, but we want to plug other resources in to work with our patients, specifically around gun violence. The crux of our program is to partner with SNUG. SNUG provides us credible messengers that respond to the hospital hand in hand with our victim advocates to provide wraparound services once someone's discharged into the community. And then towards the high risk piece, this is actually a national model, domestic violence high risk teams, where those most at risk to be killed or have a high lethality with their perpetrator are focused on with services. And so we borrowed that model to really have a holistic approach for those youth that are have some high risk tendencies, behaviors, and need supports within the community, and have really rallied some amazing partners. So thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Mm-hmm. I now want to introduce our partners in the Buffalo Public School System. Again, I can't thank the Buffalo Public School System enough here for what they do in not only educating our kids, but keeping them safe. And so I want to introduce Dr. Tanja Williams of Buffalo School District.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I want to also extend our sincere thanks and appreciation to this holistic committee. On behalf of our Board of Education, there are two Board of Education members who really are vested in this work, and those two are Hope J and Larry Scott. And they invited me to a meeting with Danielle Diabati, and she shared what this program was all about. And I took it back to our Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Kreiner Cash, and he said, "We are in." When I hear statistics like 40% of youth living in urban communities are possibly impacted by gun violence, it is heart-wrenching. And so we are all in. We support the work that you all are doing. We will be watching the data. We will be, you know, we have presentations coming up to our building principals. Our principals are very excited about this because we do not want even one more child harmed by gun violence. So thank you on behalf of the Buffalo Public School District and our Board of Education. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor. I mentioned earlier that this is the second program that we have collaborated with Dina Thompson of Erie County Restorative Justice. And our first program that we kicked off a number of months ago, along with Captain Tommy Champion and the Buffalo Police Department and the NET Squad, has just gone well, so well that we decided to do it again, Dina. So welcome back.
Thank you so much. Our position at the table is really looking at the underlying issues that are causing the upsurge in violence that we see. When we look at our communities, as it was just mentioned here today, when we look at our communities and we look at the status of our youth, we look at the trauma that they're facing, we look at the poverty that they're facing, we look at the joblessness, the homelessness, and all of those conditions help cause the violence that we are seeing here today. It is with the collaboration of this team that we can together look at those underlying issues that are causing this violent and upsurge in violence within our community, and also the anger that our youth are feeling. So with this team, we center the voice of the youth. We ask them the questions, what happened and what do you need to make things right? And then we resource them with community-based supports, community-based resources to meet the needs so that they can change their behavior, get the resources they need, and meet the goals that they have for their own life, thereby reducing violence for themselves and then also the violence within the community. This is just a sample of the partners that we work with. I don't want to limit this work to the people who are standing here. We reach out to many community members, and we also invite many community members to the table, because this work cannot be done by just the people who are standing here. We need to widen this circle. So we always have that invitation out, how do we connect people to the needs of our young people. We want to give our young people hope and a vision for the future, because they are our hope and our vision for the future. So I am honored to be a part of this team. I'm honored to work with these people, some of them every day, and be just part of this. So thank you.
And again, lastly here, like I mentioned earlier, you know, we could not do what we all do here without, you know, the number of anti-violence groups and organizations, nonprofit organizations, the pastors, the churches, the boys clubs, the girls clubs out there, the YMCAs, everyone out there who does great work. And one of those entities is SNUG. And Daryl Scott from SNUG is here today, and Daryl partners with Paula at ECMC to help out, you know, everyone who is who's a victim of violence here. And so I want to bring up Daryl here to talk about what he does with SNUG and his role in the programs. So thanks.
Thanks, Daryl.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm just really grateful for this opportunity. Like John stated, it's maybe the first in the nation. So right now is no greater time to have a program like this, with gun violence being at alarming rates across the entire country. To have these partners here, and some that aren't here, in the schools, education-wise, to be supports to not just the survivors of a violent act, but the families as well. Because a lot of these traumas aren't just outside, they're inside the homes as well, that a lot of survivors of violence are dealing with. So I'm just grateful to have this opportunity with these partners to be in the schools, even during the we're having two pandemics, gun violence pandemic and COVID pandemic. So to be able to be in the schools right now is very important with the ages of the youth the gun violence is affecting. Unfortunately, African Americans, they suffer the most gun violence by homicide. It's 40% of the homicides is young black men ages 14 to 25. So having this program is definitely much needed right now. No better time than now. Thank you.
Any questions?
If you use like 8 to 10 kids, I know you sort of went over it, but what does this program entail for them? What changes on a daily or monthly or weekly basis?
Well, each one of these kids is going to get an action plan, a plan that's going to meet their particular needs. Whether it's, you know, mental health trauma counseling needs, whether it's, you know, getting a GED or getting back in school, or whether they want to get a part-time side job, or whether they want to get involved in sports activities. I mean, whatever needs. See, what obviously if a 13, 14-year-old been shot, okay, you know, unless it's like a wrong place, wrong time, total random event, all right, which, you know, obviously happens, but more so than not, that's not how it happens, okay? They're not in the wrong place at the wrong time. They put themselves 9 out of 10 times in the wrong place at the wrong time. So when a young man or woman, a child actually, okay, puts themselves in a particular place that is a path to a really bad place at the end of the path, all right? These people decide a different path. All right, we need to get you off that path that you're on and get you on a different path. So by mentoring them, by sitting down with them, by talking to their families, by getting in their homes, by finding out what their needs are, they then develop the game plan for that different path. And then they monitor them and are part of their lives for a whole year. So it's not just a couple meetings, all right, buddy, you're on your way, good luck, all right? It's not how it's working, all right? It's gonna be for a whole year, they're gonna be a part of their lives.
Maybe it's not an issue, but could you or Captain Champion maybe talk about how you're getting these kids in the community to trust the Buffalo Police and the DA's office?
Yeah, we gotta work at it. We got to work at it. Captain Champion works at this each and every day, along with all members of the Buffalo Police Department, to get them to trust us. One, so there's two two elements of this that I talked about earlier that could hopefully show them the goodwill that we have. The first aspect of it, all right, is that all these eight kids in the program here, all right, none of them have been arrested. So that's on their end, okay? They didn't arrest any of these kids, and they're not going to arrest them. They're going to get them help, all right? So that builds up some street cred right there off the top, all right? Now, I really have no role in this program except, you know, trying to be helpful and be proactive because no one's been arrested, all right? In the restorative justice program that, you know, Captain Champion and Dina and I talked about a few months ago with the kids who had committed, you know, a car theft, they had been arrested. So now I now have their files, okay? And now I'm in control of their lives. And so by me dismissing their charges when they complete that program, that now gives me street cred, okay? So each in our different ways here, all right, try to establish that trust and the message being that I don't want to send you to jail, all right? I want to, one, save your life, and two, I want you on a different path. And so that's what we try to do.
What ages are the kids enrolled right now?
Under 15, between 12 and 15.
And it sounds like even though it's only open up to 10 kids for now, it's a lot more of a holistic approach, and you're going to be reaching a lot more people.
Absolutely, absolutely. So again, what we know, one of the tweaks that we made in the first program that Dina and Tommy and I had here a few months ago was, you know, we had a three-step process where we had the first step of the individuals who were arrested for the car thefts. You know, the first step was to actually engage with the victim or representative of the victims to get their perspective. The second part was to interact with law enforcement and to get their perspective. The third step was to interact with SNUG and community groups, all right, to try to help them out and get them on a different path. We tweaked it over, when we did the first model there, the first three kids, we tweaked it now to add a fourth concept, which is a mentor. So now we're gonna have a mentor with these kids, again, this is a previous program, with these kids throughout the entire process. So that's how this works. We roll out a program, we do a pilot initiative here like we're doing, we learn from mistakes, things we can do better, things that may not work, things that may work, and then you tweak it. So for the first program here that we're gonna have, you know, again, up to 10 kids for a whole year, obviously we'll tweak it. You know, above my pay grade. That's Paula's pay grade. You know, they can tweak it wherever they want to tweak it. Okay, and we're all here to help. And we'll tweak it as the time goes by. And then again, if we get more kids in, the better in the future. Absolutely.
How do you get the parents involved? I'm assuming you need their consent to go through the program.
Yeah, you got to talk to them. You got to actually talk to them, engage them, bring them in. It's a matter of, again, of trust where, you know, the parent needs to know, especially with me involved and Tommy involved in BPD, they need to trust that we're not just here to lock their kid up, all right? That we're not just here to add them to the bad statistics, okay? You know, we don't want to add them to these to that 40%. We're trying to keep them out of the 40%. The engagement, that's where Daryl comes along, you know, and that's where the Buffalo Schools come along and Paula comes along to try to get the buy-in of these kids. And again, with Dina and the great work that she does at Restorative Justice, she's in the bullpen. She's a closer. It's a good team effort here.
Can I add on to that?
Oh, yeah, Daryl, absolutely, buddy.
So like I said, the partners that we have here, the buy-in is pretty good from parents because someone here has, or you know, a relationship with the child's family, and no child wants their child caught up in a judicial system going down the wrong path. And with the supports I have here to help the families as well, a lot of families don't know how to ask for help. They won't ask. So when we're going to their homes, reaching out to the kids, we're at their home, you're meeting them where they're at, and they're more open to it. It's more caring, it's more personal.
Do you feel that they're more comfortable when someone like you comes to their door versus when if a uniformed officer came to the door trying to discuss it?
It just depends on the relationship, because Buffalo Public Schools are in the schools. Buffalo Police are in the schools, so the lieutenant here, she's working with kids every day. It may be someone at a different school that she has a connection with that can be the warm handoff for her. It may not be at her school, but it's another resource or someone at a different school where she can call and contact and get the help with and meet the parent. Maybe she meets the parent with that particular person.
We hear, like, every day with the increased violence, what's being done? Is this what you guys hope is part of the answer?
Yes. So we're treating it like a virus. So even though there are maybe only 10 youth that we are working with, the effect that it has on a person that they're hanging around. So, you know, that person is, you know, as him or her, his life is changing, the person he's either with is gonna change with him, or he's gonna get away, you know, not be near him. So the effect will have more on more than just 10 people, even though 10 may be enrolled, because if someone is going to pick someone up, he may have a friend with him. You're not gonna tell him, no, your friend can't come. So he may not be one of the 10, but now you're caring for that person as well, and you're being a support for that person as well, and his family, him or her family.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.